I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative. The City of Toronto's Confronting Anti-Black Racism Unit celebrate a flag-raising ceremony for Emancipation Month this week. Emancipation Day on August 1st commemorates the beginning of ending slavery across the British Empire in the United Kingdom, Canada, and the Caribbean in 1884. Speeches were heard from Deputy Mayor Michael Thompson and Professor Akwatu Kendi. A musical performance from the Kambi Ya Watutu Youth Camp was part of the ceremony as well. Professor Kendi emphasized that there was the fight for freedom for black slaves, rather than the notion that it was gifted to them.
Emancipation wasn't a gift to black people, but that's how it was portrayed in the 19th century and 20th century. A gift from God, a gift from the state, or a gift from the planters, the masses. African people fought for emancipation. Almost every year up to 1833, there was a rebellion in one of the Caribbean islands. In North America, almost every month, people were running away, like Chloe Cooley or Marianne Shad, wanting to run away from enslavement. Thus it is that in Windsor, St. Catharines, Collingwood, Woodstock, Amherstburg, and Toronto, as well as Owen Sound, we have historical legacies where we could reference these issues, reference the runaways, reference the fugitives who were hiding from people coming up to capture them and take them back into slavery. If you don't know about emancipation, you'll think freedom was a gift. It wasn't a gift. It was something that people of African ancestry fought for and earned through sacrifice and blood. Very, very important. We need to know that so we can hold our hands high when we talk about slavery.
He also highlights the importance of efforts today to secure this freedom. This includes Toronto's inclusion of the Confronting Anti-Black Racism Unit and seeking collaborations with community organizations.
Toronto is supporting freedom's progress through the Confronting Anti-Black Racism Unit in a unique way, and I wanted to acknowledge that. This is a unit that is unprecedented in depth and scope. It recognizes that it's not enough to end freedom from torture, freedom from discrimination in employment or whatever. You also have to be free to learn and work and live decently with cultural integrity.
CJRU had the opportunity to speak with Deputy Mayor Michael Thompson, who reflected on the importance of Emancipation Month and the need for continued action in the present.
Now, for me, it's really important in terms of the recognition and the challenges that blacks have experienced over the years, some 400 years plus, and today it still continues in Swan, and I think it's really important to ensure that all of us recognize we all have a role to play in the success and the eradication of racism and discrimination right across the board. But the experience for blacks have been so pronounced for such a long time, and it really needs to be addressed, not just with passing comments and or platitudes and so on, but real actions. And the real action will not just be the black community, but everybody, making sure that all of us actually understand the strength and the opportunity that strength presents to us as Torontonians, as Canadians, so that all people can actually come together and work together and so on for the best for everyone. Because at the end of the day, we're all in this together, and the experiences for the black community has been such injustice and unjust that we need to not only proclaim the month of Emancipation Month and so on, but also recognize actions that are necessary that comes after this proclamation and so on. So it's an approach not around anger, not an approach that really speaks to people quarreling and arguing, argumentative and so on and so forth, because the facts are there, the history is there and so on. What we need to do is that we need to figure out our resolves and our efforts and our energy and the things that are needed to bring about the changes in order to create a better society for all.
Mm-hmm. In terms of, I guess you mentioned the concrete actions, what does the city have planned for the rest of the month?
Well, it's not just the city, right? The city is doing a whole series of things. There's a lot of, cultural events. There's a lot of celebration that's taking place. But there's a lot of concrete initiative that's taking place. You know, the food sovereignty program is something that the city has put in place. Opportunities in terms of ensuring that Black organizations are able to get resources that they need to actually then expand and reach out to others and helping others in the community and so on. And so it's an opportunity to engage. We're talking about things that are needed. We have, there's a health symposium that's actually taking place. I believe it's on the 15th of or the 9th of August. But really speaking to this issue of the problems, there are issues around housing, discussions that are taking place. So there's a whole series of different initiatives in order to ensure a healthier, constructive society. And when a healthier, constructive society comes about, everybody benefits. And so we're not talking about the benefit of one group over another and so on. What we are talking about is the scourge of slavery, of injustice and racism that occurred and continue to occur today. We want to peel that away so that people are aware of unfairness and aware of the challenges and so on, so that we can all work better for all of us and so on. Because I think as it comes down to a situation of significance, it's a significant opportunity for us to not only recognize, but also take actions. And those actions are going to help all of us be better, better people, better Canadians, and just better for society as a whole.
Great. Are there any other final thoughts you would like to add?
Just to say, I mean, part of the betterment is to help our young people, helping the next generation of people and so on. And I think, as I said, it's about everybody. It's about Blacks, white, Asians, South Asians, everybody who live in the city. You know, we're all here to make this place a better place and to enjoy the things that everyone wants as families and as individuals. We want a safe community, safe society. We want to be able to afford to live in this city. It's an expensive city. We also want to ensure we have appropriate housing, that we have good health care and so on, and that families are being taken care of. And so these are the things that we all need for one another.
Several events are slated for this month for the Emancipation Month commemoration. This will include more from the city, as well as from other community organizations like Blackhurst, who held an Emancipation Day march across the downtown core on August 1st. I'm Daniel Centeno. You're listening to CGRU 1280 AM. This story is part of the Local Journalism Initiative,